in this episode. We're going to talk a little bit about the next season of American Horror Story Freak Show. We're getting a look of some of the characters and maybe a feel of how the season's going to go.
And also, we can't go a podcast without talking Star Wars news. We have some information on a possibly leaked plot, and also we get a look at another famous starship.
And we got some True Blood news. We're going to recap the last couple episodes and just kind of talk about why we're so disappointed. This is the Galley Game.
All right, this is episode 43 of A Gal and a Gay. I'm Mick. I need to start with some sad news. That Kitty is not going to be on this podcast anymore.
Why? News to me.
She flunked a pop culture quiz.
Oh, because I don't know who some random, whoever she is, singer is. No.
She had no idea who Ariana Grande was.
Like, I'm so, I don't know. That's, like, I'm supposed to know who she is.
You are.
She's nobody.
You are. Let's listen to her song. Hold on.
Yeah.
Hold on. Alright, there you have it. Nothing? You don't, that doesn't
it
ring
a bell.
It sounds
kind of familiar, but I mean, like, it sounds like a lot of songs to me. I don't listen to the radio often.
You're on probation.
And it's not really something I'm into musically either, so.
You're on probation.
Yeah, I know.
You're on probation. Probation.
I know pop culture that suits me in this.
Oh, right. Pick and choose. That's
how
you work.
I do pick and choose.
This is not a cafeteria.
Well, it is.
No, it's not. Well, if it is, you're going hungry this week. So.
I know plenty of things. I'm sorry, I don't know some random pop star. So.
Well, now you do. You know Ariana Grande. Her brother is on Big Brother. Yes.
That'd be the one and only time I ever watched that.
Well, on your little TV show you do every day. Whenever that comes
this
up.
This is not.
You know Teen Wolf.
I know, but that's because it's trending like crazy all the time in Kansas City. This was not.
I don't get it.
I don't get it either. Every day. Every day it's a trending topic in Kansas City. I don't understand it either. I really don't.
I feel like we need to do a story just on that.
I do, because every day we check the tweet map and it is
Teen Wolf.
I don't understand.
And it's not. And don't you look around other cities and it's not Teen Wolf.
Nope. Well, I look at Denver. Some of the other markets that are in our station group, and nope, it's just Kansas City. So, Kansas City and the surrounding areas love Teen Wolf.
I need to get to the bottom of this, because I think we can make a list.
Well, I mean, you gotta think about, do they play Teen Wolf, like, every night on MTV? That's probably why it's trending, or is it on late at night? You know, a lot of times if there's movies or shows trending.
But it's during the day.
I know, well, usually when I check in the morning, 8 or 9 is trending, so I really don't.
I don't
you know what
else
is trending a lot in Kansas City? What? Taco Bell. Every day. I don't know.
Well, they did start breakfast. So
every day, Taco Bell
hungry.
And Teen Wolf.
Taco Bell and Teen Wolf.
I don't understand.
All right. Well,
this is what the Twitter machine tells us, and we're supposed to do stories about this.
And the thing is, it's not just that Twitter machine either. It's other trending.
Yeah, well, that's the thing, yeah.
Because I've checked others, because...
No, I know.
Like, wait a second. This
well, yeah,
be
I mean, because we have a special website where we go and check trends in our area, but then I just check regular Twitter, you know, and they usually say what's trending in your area, and it's always Taco Bell, and every day. I'm like, why is it always Taco Bell?
And Teen Wolf.
I just don't know.
That could be a lethal combination.
I don't understand you, children.
A Teen Wolf on Taco
Teen
Bell.
Taco Bell. Ooh. Maybe you get some Taco Bell and watch Teen Wolf. Maybe it's what the kids do.
Right.
I don't know.
And then go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Toilet. That should be the next thing.
Total, yeah.
Trendy. Anyway, you're having a good week.
I am having a good week. I am. I was on TV again today.
Did you wear makeup this time?
I did wear makeup.
Okay. Did you do your hair?
Uh-huh. Okay. But I had pulled it back at that point because by, you know, 4 o'clock I'm over it.
Right,
so.
Right. Well, so. Good.
Except I was chewing gum on air today. I forgot I had gum, and we got a comment from a viewer.
Oh. Well, at least they were commenting on your hair,
that's
or your clothes,
true.
Or like, your makeup.
Come on, I'm
that's usually what I.
I know. It's the thing. Like, I don't. I am a producer. Most of my career has been behind the camera, and now that I am forced to be on camera, I don't. You know, I've still got a lot to learn on that aspect. It's a lot different. It's a whole different beast. So
right, but you can just be your. You don't have to worry about.
Yeah, that's true. I get to be myself, even though I get super nervous, and so I either talk too fast or my accent comes out.
Your British accent?
My Texas accent. I always say the Texas comes out of me.
I'd rather have a British accent, but, well, that's
a Kansas accent.
They don't really have an accent.
No, some of them do.
I don't.
You don't. That's right.
I try to get every ounce of Kansas out of me many, many years ago. Yo. All right. So we haven't done a podcast in like a week.
Yeah, we haven't.
Because you can't find the time to make it work because you're always at the pool or whatever.
Yeah, I'm always at the pool. Yeah. No, I'm always working. And
or watching Breaking Bad finally.
I finally. I finished it. Well, first season. I finished the first season this
so
week. It's all right. It's great.
Wow. First Ariana Grande and now one of the most popular TV shows of all time?
No, it's awesome. I was just saying it's great because you're the one who told me to watch it and I don't want to hear it from you.
Well, you need to listen to me. You can listen to me about everything.
It's very good. I mean, the acting is solid on that show.
You're only in the first season.
I'm only in the first season. I can't imagine what season 4 and 5 are like because I'm already super impressed by Bryan Cranston and Aaron Paul and Anna Gunn. Like they're all great on that show. So and the boy who plays their son, I don't know who he is, but he's great.
And he has MS.
He does have MS.
But not to that degree.
Oh, okay.
He dated Miley Cyrus.
Really?
When they were kids. Well, huh. Kids. Yeah.
Well, that's interesting.
Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I love it. I love it. So
I told you.
I will finish. By the end of the summer, I will finish season 5. I mean, all seasons.
Oh, yeah.
All of them.
Well, and they're not that long.
No, that's the great thing, because I was expecting a lot more episodes, and there's only seven episodes in the first season. Yeah,
right.
So and I'm guessing there's probably 10 or 13 in the second.
Yeah, I think so. They're not.
It's kind of akin to The Walking Dead. There's not a whole lot of episodes. There's not, like, 23 or something like that. So, So.
Nice.
I know.
Good. I knew you would like it.
Yeah.
I knew you would get hooked.
I know.
Nothing else that's really on your plate this summer, except what was the other thing you were watching? You were watching some crap.
Witches of East End, and it's not crap. I know you would like it. Because they're like catty, and they're witches, and they're fun. Some hot guys. There's only 10 episodes in the first season. It's on Netflix. I'm telling you, I think you'd like it. It's a little campy, a little fun.
And I do like campy, and I like fun. But I'm now hooked on Fargo.
Yeah, is it good?
It is exactly like the movie.
Really?
Exactly. They had it down to... Because it was the... Oh, my God. Who did the...
Coen Brothers?
Coen Brothers.
Mm-hmm.
There we go. It's not them, but it's in that same style.
Mm-hmm.
The characters are so well developed. Episode 1. I had some issues with my on-demand on... some stupid cable company.
Can I tell? Yes, I had some issues today. I was trying to watch The Strain on FX, and it wouldn't let me, and was very disappointed.
Were you on your tablet?
No, I was on my set box, and it wouldn't let me. And also, I tried to watch the '90s that documentary.
Right.
I've been watching that, and I paused it. Like I got the first episode was an hour and a half. I paused it. I was an hour in.
Right.
I paused it. Because I went to go get coffee or something, and I come back and try to play it, and it starts over. And you can't fast forward.
Right.
And I was
like,
oh my God, I cannot sit here for an hour.
And it's like,
I was so mad.
That's what it did to me.
Yes.
On my tablet. So I was more than 3/4 of the way through Fargo, and I paused it to stop and come back, and it kept doing like acquiring something or establishing something. And I came back to finish it. Started back at the beginning.
Yeah.
And I was just...
I know.
I almost went insane.
I know.
I almost to the point where I'm just going to buy that episode on iTunes, and I'm going to fast forward.
I know. That's
I will spend $2 because this is ridiculous.
I mean,
we spent $200 on cable.
I know.
Why would we...
I know.
Why would it work?
Exactly.
Oh, my
God.
And you're using their internet.
And I'm so mad because I was really into this, like, this 90s thing I told you. You need to watch because it's really good. And I was really into it, you know, and I wanted to pick up where I stopped, and I couldn't. I was so mad. And so then I was like, okay, well, I'm going to take a nap. And then I woke up and it was over.
Well, so what I did today, because I wanted to finish Fargo before we did this, I let it play up. And I knew that it was about hour 15 was the whole episode. And so I was like, all right. So I set my timer, and I just let it play on my tablet, and I came back, and yep.
Maybe that's what
okay,
I
picked it up.
Like an
I could have.
I know.
It was
I know.
Bad.
I was really mad that it did
first,
that to me.
First world problems.
Yeah, I know.
But still, it's like the on-demand. Like, seriously, you can't tell that I've already watched
it. I know.
That I can fast forward.
Exactly.
That should already be.
I know. I yeah. It's just
that
really
could,
irritating.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Anyway.
Well, speaking of TV, let's get into some TV news. Okay, so we start TV news with, we've already talked about this, how Yahoo saved Community.
Yahoo is
right.
Really starting
all of a sudden,
to
yeah.
pick up some things, which I think is super cool.
Right.
But they're going to save Enlisted from Fox,
which is supposed to be pretty good.
Yeah, you know, I know there's a big fan base with this show. I haven't watched it yet. It's on my list.
I mean, come on. All those brothers are pretty hot.
I know. They're all hot. It looks pretty funny.
And funny. There's
and a lot
fun.
Of people have said this is a really funny show, and they're really disappointed that it got canceled. So the fact that Yahoo's picking it up, that's awesome. Just like Community, which is...
Network shows, networks never cancel.
Oh, no.
They
know.
No,
they make the
never.
Best choices every time.
Right.
Yeah. You know, and it's just...
It's like, blame yourself, network.
This is just
themselves.
Another thing. Like, this is why network TV is dying, because...
Right.
They're dumping things that people really love. The number, like, the ratings themselves might not be great, but you've got a great, solid
right.
fan base of people who are going to watch
well,
it.
I'm
know?
Sorry, the Nielsen ratings, they're
exactly.
archaic.
Exactly.
They're archaic.
I don't know why.
People don't understand this.
Yeah.
Okay, so, and well, let's just focus on Nielsen.
Yeah.
So, let's say, out of Kansas City, there are hundreds of thousands of people
yep.
live here.
Yep, hundreds of thousands.
They are measuring... 500 people.
Yeah.
500
500 households.
In
yeah.
this area. 500.
Yeah. And 500. This is what makes or breaks a TV show.
Right.
Or this is what makes
right.
or break a newscast. So we work in the news. This is, you know, this is a very small percentage of the audience, and this is really determines
right.
who
and it's not just Kansas City, it's everywhere.
Yeah,
else.
No, it's everywhere.
It's
yeah.
just a small percentage of households that they're actually measuring. Now, I will say, you know, online and when you click on stories and
yeah.
like
yeah.
Facebooks and all that, I mean, you can get probably a little bit better of a gauge of how many shares a story has received, how many clicks, you know, do they watch all the video, things like that. It blows my mind that we still have markets out there. Granted, small market in
yeah.
the middle of Kansas, Missouri,
yeah.
where people still have to file, or they still have to write in a diary.
I know.
A diary.
A
they
diary.
Write in a book what they watch. That's the only way. I mean, this is 2014.
This is 2014, exactly. You know, there has to be a better way.
There has
to be a better way. There's somebody out there has to come up with something better than this stupid Nielsen, because it's just, it's completely unfair. You know, and year after year, we see these wonderful shows get kicked off the network because, you know,
right.
they have a terrible share or a terrible rating, and it's just...
Right, or TV executives will make decisions on a show based on ratings.
Yeah.
So, The View, as we've all heard, that's going through some changes because ratings have started to slip a little bit.
Yeah.
Because I think they actually had hosts that got along. Well, that's not what the executives
yeah.
want.
Yeah.
So they got rid of Sherry Shepherd, Jenny McCarthy. I know you don't like Jenny McCarthy.
No.
I like Jenny McCarthy. Granted, she's been some crazy about some vaccines, but I'm sorry.
Yeah.
If my kid had something, came down with something, I would want answers. And
yeah.
I would do anything and everything. But hey, just because she believes something, that doesn't mean everyone has to believe it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I will say, I still think, I'm not a scientist, but I would say that giving a small child several vaccines at one time, filling them with diseases,
well,
I think that's a little...
There might be a connection there. You never know.
Some kind of connection.
There might be a connection there, yeah. I mean, granted, especially since
how can
there have been so many more cases of autism
right.
just over the past decade or whatever.
There's something going on.
I don't want to pretend like I know anything about this. I don't. But,
right.
you know, yeah. I mean,
there's something going on.
But also, I feel like it's... I also don't like this whole "don't get your kid vaccinated"
thing. Oh, right, right. It's a
this whole anti,
opposite.
Yeah, this
right,
whole
right.
anti-vaccination thing. That's why we're seeing an uptick in measles right now, because
right. whooping cough,
all these things. Because people are getting, you know,
right.
and I understand the debate there, but it's also,
can't
you know,
just space them out?
I don't know. There's just, there has to be some solution there because...
Anyway. So, yeah, completely off point.
Yeah.
But, so they're shaking things up on The View. Jenny's out. She's now moving into the SiriusXM radio realm, which I think is going to be perfect for her. It's called Dirty Sexy Funny with Jenny McCarthy. It's going to air Wednesdays. This is a limited run. They basically kind of test this out.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern on SiriusXM Stars. That's basically what they did with Dirty Pop. With Lance Bass.
Oh, Lance Bass, got it.
They brought it on for just once a week. It was like every Friday, and he was like counting down top hits of the week and whatever. And it eventually turned into a Monday through Friday show. Great. I mean, I love Dirty Pop just because pop culture.
Yeah.
But they talk about relevant issues. They talk about the day's news. Good stuff.
They're easy to listen to, Lance
right.
Bass and his group. Yeah.
And I have to admit this. I couldn't find I needed a new preset on my SiriusXM, and I had to replace, I think it used to be Cosmo Radio, but it's like Dr. Laura's on it, something like that. It's just got to be like, I don't listen to it at all.
Mm-hmm.
So like, Howard Stern has like three channels on there.
Uh-huh.
So like, I'll put one on. I am sort of addicted to Howard
really?
Stern. Yeah,
really?
Yeah, he's really good. He's changed a lot over the years.
There's a reason he's been in the business
for
so long, you know.
Right.
You know, it's not because he's, you know, it's because he's good at it.
I mean, there's some antics that I won't listen to, but it's entertaining. And I really like Robin, his sidekick.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a reason he has three channels.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, he basically made satellite radio.
Yeah.
That's why where it is today is because of that. But anyway, back to our ratings thing. But it's Sirius with Sirius XM2, but they don't have to worry about that. They're subscriber-based.
Exactly.
And that's why cable does so
well. That's why cable
does
so well.
Because they're like, hey, guess what? We're putting this show on.
Yeah.
It's already paid for.
Exactly.
You've already paid us.
Exactly.
We don't have to worry about it.
Yep.
And they put on quality shows.
Quality shows.
Except you have these network executives who will be like, we're going to blow up this panel. Barbara Walters is gone. We're getting rid of everyone, bringing Rosie back, which I kind of think it might be a smart move. Rosie was really good on The View.
She was,
that's actually when I watched The View.
Yeah.
She
caused a lot of controversy when she was on there, and that's probably what they're looking to shake things
up
a little
bit.
Right,
that's exactly.
Yeah.
And the talk now, apparently, for a couple days, they were above The View in demos.
Mm-hmm.
So they're definitely looking to shake it up. It'll be interesting. But again, these archaic rating system basically helps executives just make these ridiculous decisions.
They need to get, I mean, I don't know who's running these companies, but I know a lot of them are probably sure. I'm sure they're older men, but they need, I don't know what they, they need younger blood in there or something. I don't know. There's got to be somebody there who's saying, like, we should really try something different, right? I mean, there's got to, I don't know.
Look at how successful cable's been.
Exactly.
With the shows that they,
exactly.
They take chances. They don't try and do another Friends. They don't try and do, they're just, they're doing original programming,
mm-hmm.
and they're doing it well.
Yes, and that's the thing. Like, if you do something well, people are going to respond to it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the ratings thing, just...
So, this actually moves on quite well to our next story about, here we go, NBC, they're still not together.
No.
And let's just bring Heroes back.
Hey, you know what was popular like 6 years ago?
Right.
Heroes.
For one season.
For one season.
Really good.
Exactly.
And then it just went in the shitter, and I watched it.
I'm surprised they're not doing like a Friends reboot or an ER reboot.
Hey,
or,
if Heroes works.
I know.
That's what's going to happen.
That's what's going to happen. They're going to hurt back
is,
to the days of must-watch
right.
TV.
So they're already making some changes here. It's going to be 13 episodes. Basically a miniseries.
So, is this going to, I mean, this isn't a web series, right? Is it?
No.
This is going to actually air.
It's going to start airing next year. And it already has picked up Jack Coleman, who was in the first Heroes. And it's really, I mean, they're calling this a reboot. But if you're bringing back, they can't pull an American Horror Story at this point. We're going to bring some of the same actors back and have them play different things. I don't think you can do this with Heroes.
They can't get Hayden Panettiere back. I mean, she's on ABC, so I would assume she's committed to that. She can't.
Right.
You know, so.
So, it'll be interesting to see what becomes of
yeah,
this.
Yeah, I didn't really, I really wasn't into Heroes when it was on. I remember, I think I watched the first few episodes, but it really wasn't my thing then.
It was
although
good.
Maybe I'll
the,
watch it this time around. I don't know.
The first season was really, really good. The second season was okay. But anyway, they're actually saying here, I don't know why they're calling it a reboot. Basically, it's going to take place in the post-season 4 universe.
Oh, okay.
So
it's not really a reboot.
It's not technically
more
a reboot,
of a
but that's... I don't know why they keep calling it. Right.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
just a... Basically, kind of another season.
Yeah. Hmm.
So, I don't know. I'm really... it's like, come on, networks.
I know.
Let's do some original programming.
Exactly.
Well, and we already saw what Fox is... what Fox did with Hieroglyphic. We called
axed,
that.
We called
right.
that. That's
they,
for sure.
They axed it even before it hit air because
I could think
could
of a few of those other upfronts that he probably shouldn't even make it to air. Like whatever that musical fairy tale one is. That's
oh,
not even, that,
my God.
Don't even do it. Don't try it.
Yep.
Selfie, don't do that one either.
Mm-mm.
And there's just a, there's just, there were some really bad looking ones, you know? It's like, again.
Why would you call it
why?
Selfie?
Why
would you call it Selfie?
Why? Again, mm-hmm. this is just.
Right.
I don't know.
Well, you know what? We can always count on The Walking Dead.
Yes, we can. It's always good.
Mm-hmm.
And season 5 shaping up to be a good one, too. So,
mm-hmm. And we just saw, just a couple days ago, our first picture of Daryl gagged and bound
mm-hmm.
On in season 5. So... I love that, it, you know, it doesn't start till October. They're giving me these little nuggets.
God, I can't wait till October. There's so many good things happening in October, TV-wise. It's going to be a good month.
Is it?
Yeah. American Horror Story, Walking
oh,
Dead, Supernatural Returns.
Oh, yeah,
We'll get to
what?
Supernatural in a minute.
Season 21 or whatever.
10. I was listening recently to one of the Nerdist podcasts, and they talked to Robert Kirkman, and he's super funny. Like you should listen to a couple of those podcasts that they did.
Oh, I love
he's,
the Nerdist.
He's really
I miss that Robert Kirkman.
It's an older one, I think. It's
oh,
from
okay.
it's from last season, I think. So,
mm-hmm.
But he's really funny, and it was really fun to hear him talk about it and just have the process of everything. And he says, you know, that sometimes he likes to joke with the characters, like. You know, he says something like, oh, maybe you won't be here next season, or something like that.
I would do that.
You know? And then he was talking about, I guess, Norm Reedus, who plays Daryl, is always like, hey, am I gonna die in this episode? And he's like, you are the biggest character on the show. No, you're not going to die in this next episode. Maybe. But yeah, it was just really good. He's a really funny, so you should go back and listen to that. It's sometime last year, I think, towards the end of season 4, that they were talking about it, so... Anyway,
well, at least we know because Kirkman has said that we are not spending all of season 5 at Terminus.
Yes,
and possibly kind of a short time at Terminus.
Yeah,
I still think that Denise Crosby is going to be the main.
I think she's got to be because she's a big name actress. So I would think they're not
well,
just
especially
get her,
in the geek world.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't think they're just going to give her
some
bits. Yeah, exactly.
And I think she can play crazy really well. So.
I want to bring this up just because we're on The Walking Dead and these geeky things, but Comic-Con San Diego starts this week.
No.
I can't wait.
Because
so,
we're going to be there next
I
year.
I know. So we should be getting a lot of news out of that. I spent a good 10 minutes on the website today just looking at the different panels that they have. There's like a Walking Dead one. There's a Sleepy Hollow. I mean, I didn't even get to the Supernatural one because it's like, I couldn't believe, like, from like 8, 9 in the morning to 10 at night, there are panels, and there's dozens of them, and it was like, oh my god. So I was just making mental notes of all the ones I would love to go to. But it was just like, and they have American Horror Story, like, anything and everything. And so, so it's totally like...
Mm.
One of my coworkers, Andy, and I, we're in the nerd realm, and our senior producer, Jamie, is not, and so we were both very excited about Comic-Con. We're telling her, you know, this is a big deal. Like, this isn't just
really,
nerd
yeah.
things. It's like pop culture all over.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm already going to pitch a million. I've already reached out to people on Twitter. Hey, if you know anybody in Kansas City who's going to Comic-Con, please
them, right.
you know, contact us. We'd love to hear
send
from them.
Videos back.
Exactly. That's a way, great way to localize that. So
mm-hmm.
my bosses will like that. So anyway, I just had to mention that.
That's exciting.
So I'm excited for
remember
Comic-Con.
When we were in Topeka and Glenn and Keith were like, remember Comic-Con? And you're like, what?
I know.
And then And then they're, like, trying to, like, talk us into running stories and, like...
I know.
Yeah, it's a big deal. It's a big deal.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah. That's what I got. But that's what reminded me of that. So, yeah. Anyway, Walking Dead, we'll have a panel or two there, so... I imagine we'll be hearing... I think that starts Thursday, so I imagine we'll be hearing a lot of news over the weekend, just what's coming out of there, because I'm sure a lot of studios and whatnot are, you know, holding off until Comic-Con to announce So,
yep.
This is an exciting time.
Well, so our last podcast, we hadn't watched the True Blood episode, the two before now.
The two before, yeah. So, now we're to, yeah. Last night was season...
Party Down.
Was number five, Party Down. The one before that, well, I don't know what it's called.
So, so the one before that, I think we were kind of at our wit's end a little bit with True
yep.
Blood.
Mm-hmm.
It was a frustrating first couple episodes.
Yep.
And so after they killed Alcide.
Yeah.
And that was tough. Because it just made... I mean, it kind of made sense, but it didn't make sense. And... It sucked.
It just, it felt rushed. I don't know how to explain it. It felt, they just didn't give him the death that he deserved on the show, you know? Same with Tara. So.
Yeah.
But what this episode was it? I'm trying to remember.
Well, this one was called.
This is when they went and saved Arlene and everybody over at,
Fantasia. It was called Death Is Not the End.
And this is where we see the backstory to Ginger. You know, their little...
Right.
Which was great. I love...
Seriously, finally a backstory.
I know. I know, exactly.
And she's a season regular now.
I know. Like, why did it take 7 seasons for us to see this backstory? And I loved how they were given this video store in the 80s.
I know.
I really loved that whole...
Pam was running Blockbuster.
I know.
That's
see,
great.
And that's the stuff that I like, that they're finally giving some context as to why these characters, and, like, Ginger was, like, smart, and she was in college, but they... glamored her so much that she's kind of dumb and stupid. I mean, it was her idea to come with Fantasia, and Pam glamored her so she would remember it. Oh, God. See, that's the stuff I like. You
right.
know, that was great. And then, but, you know, I don't know. So,
and then the stuff with Arlene was really good.
Yeah, you know, that whole episode really was really good.
It was like,
yeah.
Okay, fine. This is the True Blood that I love to watch.
Yeah,
it
exactly.
It was fun. There was... blood, there
mm-hmm.
was sex, there
mm-hmm.
was everything.
Yeah.
And, yeah, that backstory was fantastic.
That was a fun
because there have been a couple backstories, especially with Bill, where you're like, why are we back with
and
Bill?
And especially this past episode, there were a lot of flashbacks to Bill before
mm-hmm.
he went off to the Civil War and how he really wasn't into it.
Right.
You know, and they tried to escape with his family and all these people. So, like we were saying, I hope that there's a reason behind this, like there will eventually, you know, I was
usually
thinking,
it's by episode.
Yeah.
It's like,
I was
kind
of thinking about this on the drive over here is that maybe this is to show in the grand scheme of things that maybe, I mean, Bill really, he had really no choice in becoming a vampire. Like all these series of events that led him up getting to the war, you know, eventually and essentially getting, you know, he gets turned by Lorena or whatever that one point. So I don't know if that's what it is. Like, I don't know. Maybe I'm just trying to find greater meaning in these.
Right.
But, you know, maybe it's just because there's a series of events that lead up to
mm-hmm.
your life or whatever. So I don't know.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. It does. Again, I'm just, we've,
I don't know.
We've already had 2 episodes of Bill flashbacks.
Yeah.
And I just don't see the point.
Yeah.
It would be, I feel like this would have been nice in the first season
yeah,
or two.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah,
but then back then we had Bill flashbacks. Like,
yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know either. You know, and there was it the episode before where we see him taking pictures with his family and
oh right,
you know, like I liked the flashbacks back then, like when it first
mm-hmm.
started, because I do like to see the backstory of these vampires. But right now I'm like, what is the point of this? Like we kind of know everything about Bill. No, we don't know everything, but you know...
We know enough.
Yeah, I know. And I know, there's got to be a greater message right. behind these flashbacks. So
I feel like the writers have stumbled a little bit this season,
yeah.
especially with killing Tara off
mm-hmm.
without seeing her die
mm-hmm.
on camera. And with that episode, Death Is Not the End, we have Marlene in the bar. I felt like at that point, if Tara had been there for the first couple episodes,
mm-hmm.
she then was killed in Fantasia
yeah.
with saving Arlene.
I know.
All right.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
She was doing, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, she was saving Letty Mae, but at this point, I don't really care about Letty Mae.
I don't either. I really
She's
don't.
A great character.
She is a great character, but...
But I just feel it's just like... I don't know. But...
In this episode, too, let's see what happened in this episode. They have that party, you know, and...
Oh, right.
Which was weird to
weird.
Me.
Weird. It was
right?
so weird.
It was so weird. Like, I didn't even feel... I just felt this whole episode... This episode wasn't as bad as the first couple. It wasn't too bad, but there was just a lot of weird moments. Like,
you know,
it felt
reminded
like,
me of season two with... Michelle Ford.
Yeah.
It reminded me of that party,
yeah.
the orgy party.
But see, that made sense to me.
Right.
This did not
this
make a
not,
lot of sense
yeah.
to me.
And,
no.
And Arlene was a little too chipper for...
Yeah! for just living, like, almost dying.
Right.
You know?
I mean, I know 2 days have passed, but still.
And now they're trying to force this thing with her another vampire. You know, and then the whole James and Lafayette thing felt very forced and
so
unnecessary
forced,
to me.
And literally forced.
Exactly. Like, I feel like they were just like, we need to get Lafayette a new boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to force this relationship. And we need some conflict, so we're going to have him have sex with Lafayette and Jessica come in and see them. You know, like, it just...
It's
it
like, oh, I
could
have written that.
Yeah, it just... It felt very...
Where's James? Where's James
yeah,
outside?
It just felt
oh, yeah.
very awkward. And, I don't know. There was, it just felt very... Just,
yeah.
you know.
Again, I don't like the character of James.
Yeah.
I think he's a throwaway character at this point.
I agree.
Just like Violet.
You know, I don't... Yeah, I mean, I'm not... I think he's hot, but I'm not, like, invested with him.
No.
I don't care, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I love Lafayette, though. He was great in this episode because he's great in every episode, but,
mm-hmm.
you know, I just... And this whole James thing, it just feels very weird to me. Like, it doesn't belong,
right.
you know? I don't know. I don't explain it.
I will say that Sookie made the most sense in this whole episode.
Yeah.
She was just like, I don't get this.
Yeah.
And she didn't jump right in bed with Bill. She
exactly.
is like, okay, she's kind of going through the motions like I feel like the viewers are. Like,
yeah.
What is going... Why are you people doing all
yeah.
this? It makes...
Yeah.
It was very slow until the very end.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I love the Republican... I mean, that was... Blatantly, like,
oh yeah,
oh,
oh
my.
Blatantly, blatantly,
right.
And
then we learn Sarah Newland has a
vampire
sister,
yeah, who also has the virus.
Yeah, okay.
Her parents.
I really was hoping that she was going to be some big time actress or some like someone big. Like,
yeah.
okay, this makes sense. But
yeah.
then it's like, oh, you're just a regular sister. And, you know,
yeah.
she had the scenes with Pam, them going back and forth. I'm like, it'd be so much better if it was some bigger actress.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
like.
Yeah. Oh, but Pam was great in this episode.
Yeah,
Eric in the cowboy hat and the bow.
Oh, my God.
So good.
Pam in the.
in the with the big
the
hair and the
yeah.
sparkly dress. It was great. I'm a little confused because I never know the timeline of this show. I never,
right.
like. I assume it's present day, but then, like, a few episodes ago, they say it was only 2010. I don't see... And the thing is, like,
oh, right.
they go day by... I don't... So like,
right.
I'm a little confused. Because
right, there have been some seasons
this library is open now, but it just opened, like, this year, didn't it? That presidential
mm-hmm.
library? So, recently
I
it's
think
opened.
Maybe last year.
Maybe last
but
year.
Still.
But still, I feel like... I don't know. So I'm a little confused with the
right.
timeline.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's just me or what,
right.
but... Anyway, it was... That was a good episode. I mean, that good point in the episode. But yeah.
They
just...
moved this along really quickly.
Yes, they did. They moved it on very quickly.
I thought
yeah.
it was most of the season was going to be hunting Sarah.
Hunting Sarah, yeah.
And then all of a sudden,
so
and
like,
it's the Vampire Authority? Is like a mob or something that's after them?
No, it's the Japanese who are after them. They're it's the Japanese corporation.
Oh, right.
Whatever their name is. But I believe they're the ones who made True Blood. That's what I gathered from the
okay.
past episodes.
Right.
And that's why they were
Got it.
They were always involved with Eric, and so I guess because, whatever. That's why we had that flashback to France, because that's where they come in. So I'm assuming they're mixed up in the True Blood somehow. But I thought
they were vampires.
I don't know if they're vampires.
Because why would Eric just kill all of them?
I don't know.
That's why
I don't know.
Like, oh, there's some kind of vampire.
I think they might be vampires, but see, I'm a little confused then. I don't know exactly
but then
who they
again,
are.
The way
they
you
are.
Killed some of them, it wasn't the true death.
And I don't know why they're going. Well, they're going after Sarah Newland because she's essentially the reason there's this virus now. So I'm assuming that's because that's hurting their business because it was a tainted blood and, you know, they can't drink True Blood anymore anyway. So I'm assuming that's why they're going after Sarah Newland. So, but yeah, you're right. They did get to that very quickly. It was like, hey, we're going to find Sarah. We found her.
Right.
So.
But then it's like, and then, of course, Eric takes them down, obviously. But it's like, well, they have Sarah. Kill her and there we're done.
Yeah.
Or, you know, unless she's going to say that she knows how they can...
Yeah, I have
how
a cure.
Can, how,
yeah, or
how
something like that.
Fix it.
I bet, yeah. So...
Because that would be the only way to keep her around a little bit longer.
You know, and then Jessica and Jason hooked up again.
That was quick.
I know.
That was quick.
I know. She's all pissed off about James. And that whole James and Jess, or whatever, is his name, Jesse? The guy, the new guy. Her boyfriend.
James.
Jessica. James, that's what his name is.
You said James.
Did I say James?
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
I couldn't remember. Their relationship, I don't buy either. It doesn't, feel
they
forced.
Were...
Like, I don't know.
Again.
Yeah, again.
Don't recast an actor like that. Just don't do it. Because...
I would say I believed it more last season than I do this season. That they're a couple, you know, and that this.
Well, and they were
like,
really just kind of a couple because they made them have sex.
Yeah, and
or
that's
whatever.
Just like it feels very again forced and kind of unnecessary, and you know, it feels like they needed a reason to put Jessica and Jason back together, and this is how they did it. You know, with Violet finding out, like in the preview, I told you it seems like Violet's probably going to go after. Amy's fairy daughter. Is her name Adelaide?
Mm-hmm.
Adelaide. And so to
Adelaide.
Probably get Adeline to get back at Jessica. And so hopefully this will be the point that they axe her because I'm over
that. Right. Really, seriously. Get her out of here.
And in this episode, too, she's like super nice in some points. And I'm like, this seems very out of character because she's very, she doesn't seem like that. So I don't know. Maybe I'm just looking too much into this, but there's just so many problems here that are just really tainting it for me. And I have never complained about a show as much as I am complaining about True Blood this season. I don't know.
It's sad.
It's very sad.
It's supposed to be a fun show to watch. The first few episodes, not fun to watch at all.
No.
Not at all.
I'm just so disappointed.
Yeah.
You know?
And then, of course, it ends, spoiler alert, with Bill.
Bill has the virus.
How did he get the virus?
I don't know. I guess we'll figure that out, but who knows?
Good. Oh, God, I hope it's not a flashback.
I'm sure it will be.
It probably will be.
So I wonder if they're just going to they're going to kill Bill, and they're going to kill Eric, and then I bet Pam will kill herself because Eric's dead, and then...
They'll kill everyone.
They'll kill everybody.
Everyone's dead.
All the vampires are dead.
Well, Sookie is ending up with one. I mean, she's ending up with Bill.
She's ending up with Bill. I mean, they're already foreshadowing that with... I mean... And then this episode, you know, she went and talked to him and hugged him. And so it's obviously that they're bringing that back.
I feel she should just take everyone into the fairy world. Didn't she do that with Warlow? Yeah.
Yeah, she did. But vampires in the fairy world would not work out very well.
Right.
Yeah.
Because they're hungry.
Yeah, because they like the fairies. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
Yeah.
Rant on True Blood over.
No, all right, let's move on to a show we're going to love.
American Horror Story. Yes.
I love it.
So, did you see, I sent this out, they put another picture out of Sarah Paulson's character.
Mm-hmm.
Betty. No, is it Dot and?
Dot and?
I don't remember. She's playing a two-headed.
Dot and Bet.
That's what I thought. But it looks really good.
Mm-hmm.
And what else is there? There's...
He hasn't said too much, but it appears...
I'm trying to find this other email about it. There it is.
And we're going to hear a lot more after Comic-Con.
Yeah, so FX CEO says it's going to be less campy than Coven, but not quite as dark as Asylum. So somewhere in between there, which I could see it being less campy given the
material. Freak show.
Yeah, but as, not as dark as Asylum. I don't know. Maybe it's going to be more traditionally
horror. Asylum was
horror.
Too dark for me.
Asylum was batshit like crazy. So
mm-hmm.
you know, but I think this. I think it's still a good one. And then what's this?
Oh yeah, Neil
Ryan
Patrick
Murphy.
Harris.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Has invited him to join the cast, which would be amazing.
It would be.
Oh, my God.
And apparently Ryan says that he has the perfect role for him.
Oh, my gosh. Yes, do whatever you can to get Neil Patrick Harris on your show, Ryan Murphy, because I think it would be amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. Angela Bassett, Kathy Bates, Jessica Lange, Michael Chiklis, Sarah Paulson. Evan Peters.
John C. Reilly.
John C. Reilly.
I know!
And
that's it. Like, yeah. So, it's going to be an amazing cast, and I think it's going to be a great
season.
And
Emma Roberts.
And Emma Roberts, yeah. I mean, man.
Mm-hmm.
So, I can't wait. So, that should... That's also probably sure going to start in October, so...
Yeah.
You know.
Okay, let's get to your Supernatural news.
Speaking of that... Supernatural Season 10 starts October 7th.
Oh my
Tuesday,
god, I'm putting it on my calendar right now.
You need to.
Yeah.
Just a couple of things. I was reading this article Variety did. They talked to Jensen and Jared about what's going to happen. So obviously they're going to follow Dean, who's now a demon, and just kind of what's happening with him.
Hasn't he been a demon before?
No.
Okay, just I couldn't remember.
He went to hell once. He was not a demon, though. But he's actually a demon now, because he died and he came back as a demon. So, you know, and they're just talking about how, you know, they've been doing this show for 10 years now. And, you know, that they would love to keep doing it as long as it makes sense. So, you know, they don't want it to end anytime soon. But if it needs to, they're okay with it. And I just think it's great. And apparently the show's creator, Eric Kripke, has said he has an idea of how it'll end in his mind.
Really?
When that happens, who knows, but, you know.
Season 28?
Let's hope. I can only hope. So, you know, look forward to that. So, I can't wait. What was the other article here? But, yeah, it's gonna be great. And I love this article because, like, Jensen and, you know, they've been doing this for 10 years, so they're, like, they're really good friends, and I love reading that
they're like
about
brothers.
That. They're like brothers. They really are. They really are. Anyway. They're also working on a musical episode, which I think would be amazing.
Hey, Buffy pulled it off, so I think...
The thing with Supernatural, too, is that they're not afraid to make fun of themselves. They've done a lot of episodes where they kind of break that fourth wall and they make fun of themselves. And
oh, really?
They did this whole episode where they go in this alternate kind of universe and they go to the set of Supernatural and they're, like, making fun of each other.
Way.
It's really funny. Yeah, because, like, the guy who played Misha Collins, who plays... Castiel, he's playing himself as, like, this dumb actor who's, like, always tweeting, and because he does tweet a lot, it's just really funny, because, and again, that's just, they like to make fun of themselves, so I think if they did that, this would be another one of those instances where they can really pull that off, because they're not too serious about,
right,
you know.
Well, and they have a fan base.
Yeah, exactly,
yeah,
and the fan base would love that, yes,
yeah.
Exactly, so I think it would be a lot of fun, and Jensen can sing and play the guitar, so it'd be nice to see him do that. And just, anyway, I think it'd be fine. That's my Supernatural news. October 7th.
October
7th.
You are ready for October.
I know, that's what I told you. October's going to be a big month. Can't wait.
So I got a preview of the new NBC sitcom, Marry Me.
Yeah.
I guess I don't even call it a sitcom anymore. It's just a comedy.
Comedy.
By our girl Casey Wilson from
mm-hmm.
Happy Endings. We love Happy Endings.
And it's from the same creator of Happy Endings.
Mm-hmm.
Her
Who is
husband,
actually her...
David Caspi.
Are they married now?
Yeah, they're married.
Okay. And Ken Marino.
Mm-hmm.
Who's
been in a lot of things. Veronica Mars.
Including, yes. That too. And also Happy Endings.
Yeah, Serena was on Happy Endings.
He was Dave's therapist, I think, that fell for Penny or something.
Oh, yeah, I think you're right,
yeah. It was good. I really did like it. I think it has a lot of potential. The supporting cast is really good. Sarah Wright, I love her. She's so good. She plays, I want to say Penny, but her name is not Penny. It is... Annie. She plays Annie's best friend.
Oh, okay.
She's been in House Bunny. Sarah Wright, House Bunny. She looks familiar.
Oh, yeah. She's been in a lot of things.
Mm-hmm. House Bunny, Maid of Honor. She was actually in Mixology. I didn't realize that. She's been in Girls, Don't Trust the Bee.
That's where I've seen her, I think.
And at Work. Oh my gosh, she was in Happy Endings, too. Oh. She was in one episode. She's been in Parks and Rec.
She plays, I think she plays Jerry's daughter.
Oh, she's so good. She's really, really good. There's only one person in the cast that I didn't care for, and it was this John Gimberling. They're trying to make him a Zach Galifianakis. He looks exactly in his IMDb profile, he doesn't look like Zach Galifianakis. He kind of has the hair a little bit, but, I mean, they have him with the big beard. I don't know. It kind of, to me, felt a little too forced.
Yeah.
But overall, I still think it's good. Yeah, I think it's good. I liked it. I thought, again, with the pilot, a lot of the stuff that we're seeing in the promos and stuff is from the pilot. So there were a few instances that didn't surprise me because, I already know where this is going.
Yeah.
I saw it in the promo. But the ending did surprise me. So, it was good. I also watched Bad Judge.
Yeah, and you said that was actually better than you thought it was going
to
be.
It was better than I expected. Yeah. But still, it's hard to swallow a late 30s, early 40s. judge who acts like she's 21 years old.
Yeah, I agree.
It's a hard pill to swallow.
Yeah, I agree.
You're not going to be a judge if you're acting like that.
No way.
So, I like Kate Walsh. She's a great actress, but I don't think it's going to work.
Mm-hmm.
So, but who knows? Other crap is working for the
life.
But that one's a hard pill to swallow. The Marry Me, you have likable characters. Her character is not very likable in Bad Judge. Because I guess I just don't buy it. I think that was kind of my problem. But,
yeah.
But it was good.
Marry Me. I will definitely give it a shot because Casey Wilson's involved and it's from the Happy Endings people. So yeah, I think I'm actually going to, sure I'll like it too. If you like it, I'm sure I'll like it. So,
So, good stuff. I definitely recommend Marry Me. So,
When is that starting? This is going to start in September, correct?
Yeah. September.
And that's going to be on Tuesdays after The Voice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, all right, let's get to some movie news. Okay, so this could possibly fall under movie news.
Kind of.
Possibly. It was announced. Comic book, but it could technically affect the movie franchise as well. Marvel announced that Thor is now going to be a woman.
Yes, and who was the other thing?
Captain America.
It's going to be African American.
It'll be the Falcon.
Falcon, okay, yeah, that's right.
So, and they said this is it for here on out. So, no one's really quite sure what that means for the movie franchise. Because obviously Marvel has a movie.
Yeah.
Franchise. I mean, it's a Disney property too. But, so no one really knows. But here's the thing. Apparently the geekdom just flipped the fuck out. But the thing is, Thor has been a frog before.
No, really?
Right.
What?
Yeah. And he's been other. Storm has picked up the hammer. Storm from X-Men. Rogue. Right. Wonder Woman. I think it's not Wonder Woman. That's different. That's DC. All of these big, have been, I think maybe it was Wonder Woman. I don't remember. But this isn't the first time this has happened. But anyway, keep saying change. They hate it. They hate it.
They hate it.
They hate it.
Hate
change. Hate change.
They hate it. That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
So, but anyway, I think good for them. Change this shit up.
Yeah, why not? I mean,
right, why not?
Why not? How long's Thor been around? This Thor? I don't know. A long time. So, who cares?
Right.
Mix it up.
Well, and like Marvel said, they're trying to reach out to women and young women and get other people interested in...
maybe in 10 years we'll make a woman Thor movie. That'd be amazing.
Well, I don't even think it'd be 10 years. I mean, it could be...
It could, that's true, they could.
It could be sooner or later. I mean, it's... Thor, the Thor we know now, is still going to be around.
Yeah.
He's just lost all of his power.
Mm.
And now she's stepping in to fill that.
Oh. So. I don't know anything about Thor.
You never watched it, didn't you? It's good.
I know
you like it.
I know. I've heard it's really good.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's on my list.
It's on our list. It is on our list.
Okay, get to your Star Wars.
So, we're jumping to Star Wars already?
Oh, we don't. We're not.
Oh,
we're,
my gosh.
Oh, we're
going to go. No. That's cool. We'll jump right to Star Wars.
Well, we're movie news, right?
Right. Yeah. So, today, J.J. Abrams released, you know,
he's wearing another Star Wars shirt, you guys.
Oh my god, I am. I didn't even realize that. I've worn a different one the last couple days.
Yes, yeah, it's been.
Yeah.
It's what happens. I have so many. So anyway, he released a video today. It's that whole you can paid UNICEF $10 to be part of the movie.
Mm-hmm.
And of course it starts in close on him and then it then it zooms out and you see an X-Wing fighter.
Oh.
So that's pretty big. It's like, this is the X-Wing that will be in the new movie. It looks a little different than the older ones.
Yeah,
obviously it's been 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
But it actually is pretty cool. And then it has like little droids running around and stuff. So throwbacks, but these things are still around.
Fine.
And the thing that a lot of people were happy about, it's not some nice, clean X-Wing. That's what a lot of people like about the Star Wars movies. It's a dirty universe.
That's true.
Like,
yeah.
Nothing is pristine. Like,
it's the very dusty.
Dusty, right. You're out in space.
Yes.
Things are getting, you know, they're nicks and scrapes and stuff like that. So, it actually looked really, really cool. But, so here's the big thing. So, if I'm going to talk some spoilers, well, possibly spoilers here. So, here we go. So, there's this leaked story about how and what the new movie's about. So, you've watched a couple of Star Wars, haven't you?
Sort of. The first three.
Okay. So,
yes.
Most of them start out with the scroll, and then it goes to like a star in space, a starship. Well, apparently, this one is going to start. It's going to be the scroll, like normal, but then it's going to start with, instead of a starship, a hand grasping a lightsaber. And that hand, that lightsaber, then falls to a planet below. And that's where our heroes will find it, and then it leads on a search for it. Apparently it's Luke Skywalker's
hand.
Because he only has one.
Yeah, because it got cut up,
right?
When he was fighting Darth Vader.
So his hand, his lightsaber, and then of course Daisy and John, they take it to Han and Chewie, and they're like, something's happened to Luke. And so that sets off this searching for Luke. Who did this? Where's he at? Yeah, all this stuff. So that is apparently how, and apparently John Bagoya, who is apparently the hero in this movie, is apparently starts off as a stormtrooper, and then he sees the
really
So I don't know. I don't really believe it. I think that sounds kind of weird.
Why not? We never seen a stormtrooper we don't really ever, other than them like shooting and getting killed. Am I thinking of the thing? Yeah.
The 3, 4, and 5, right. But in the first movies, we see where they, the clones and stuff like that.
Oh.
So, yeah. But it'll be interesting. I think, it'll be, I don't know if I necessarily.
We really got to get you another Star Wars fan on this thing. Right over me.
Pretty soon, a new pop culture too, because we don't know where he is.
Our boss has expressed interest in being on our podcast,
right.
Which is weird.
And
but he's a big Star Wars fan.
Right.
We talk about it all the
time. And I bet he knows who Ariana Grande is too.
No, I bet he doesn't.
I bet.
I know.
Money.
I know.
I'll bet.
No.
Money.
You think so?
Yes. I will bet he does.
Wait, why don't we settle this tomorrow morning?
Okay. Perfect.
You come over and we'll talk.
You
about
have to
it.
Wait until
I
get
know
there.
I know
if
it.
You get in there. I'll text him tonight.
Of course you will.
I'm like, if she talks to you about anything about this podcast before tomorrow, that's it. That's it. Okay, we'll set up. This is going to be great. Oh, this is going to be so good. I have faith. I feel like we're about to play that game that, you know, it's like we're on a game show, and it's like, you know, tanned mom. That's the Howard Stern thing, where it's like, do you think tanned mom is going to know who so-and-so is? And then they're like, I don't know. And then, like, you're like, I think she won't. And I'm like, I think she does. And then they play the clip, and oh, my God.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe he's what? I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Anyway, sorry. So anyway, there's our Star Wars news. I want to get quickly to Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yes.
Apparently, people have seen this movie, and the critics love it.
Love it. It looks really good.
Critics love it.
It looks so good. And that comes out August
1st.
Okay.
So you know who's going to... You have a big weekend that weekend.
Do I?
You have family coming.
No, it's the following weekend.
What?
Yeah, so we can go.
Yes.
We can go.
Okay, good.
Yeah, that's the following.
Anyway,
so.
Apparently, a lot of people have seen it say it is the best Marvel movie ever.
It looks really good. So that's next weekend. That's next Friday.
The buzz apparently is just crazy over this. Jeremy Smith, who's a critic, said it's pretty damn irresistible. It has a great balance of comedy, action, and Groot, which apparently that's the big tree. Another person said Guardians of the Galaxy is cosmic, cool, vibrant, emotional, and so much damn fun with tons and tons of real heart. One person said, sorry, Winter Soldier, I'm taking the best Marvel movie ever crown and handing it to Guardians of the Galaxy, which that's pretty big.
Yeah.
Another person said, hilarious, amazing action, everything I wanted in an adventure movie, so good. One person said, it's magnificent, hilarious, touching, action-packed, I don't think I could have liked it more.
That's pretty good.
That's...
Yeah.
These are critics.
Yeah, I know.
Let's FYI.
Critics.
They are the worst.
I know,
and I used to be one. So they're the worst. So that's exciting.
That's exciting. I know. I can't even see it.
I can't wait.
I know.
I think it's going to be good. I know nothing about it.
Yeah, like, I
know
nothing
about it. And I don't want to know anything.
But it looks so good just by the trailers. Someone who is not a comic book fan, someone who knows nothing about Guardians of the Galaxy in general... I can't wait to see it. I think it's going to be really good. You know, so.
Me too. It is.
So, next Friday we're going.
Next Friday night. I love it.
Yep.
Okay, let's talk about a little bit about Gotham.
We should have done this under TV news, just saying.
Oh, yeah. I don't know why I put it under TV
I don't know why I did
news.
Either.
And we'll talk about Gotham next time.
Because I had it under my TV news, but then you skipped over. So, I was like, okay, maybe we're not going to talk about it.
You talk so much that I figured you'd just jump in, throw it in there.
You skipped right over to movie news. So
anyway, Gotham, it's great. We'll talk about it next podcast. Okay. Oh my God, I put Game of Thrones down
here
too.
I know, you
too. I know. What is going on? I was putting all the geek stuff together.
You did, but
we need a geek segment.
We do need a geek
okay,
segment. You're right.
It.
Okay, there we go. New segment. Geek segment.
Next time, guys. Geek segment.
There we go.
We'll find some really cool music.
Yeah, we'll find it.
All right, well, we'll talk about Game of Thrones theory next time as well. Okay, well, here is a movie news. Jim and the Holograms. We've had our fantastic fan on, Mike Waters. Talked a little bit
did
about
the
extra.
Did you know that Samantha, what's her name, Newark, is following us on Twitter now? Did you know that? She's following us. The voice of Jim. She's following us now.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
awesome. That's so cool.
That is really
and
cool.
We've had like 200 listens to that podcast alone, which is number one podcast that we've done so far. The 43. That's crazy.
Well,
so thank you, Jim fans.
We need to tease Jim in our cold opens more often.
No.
I think some really cool news coming from the Jim and the Holograms movie. It is shot. It is done. Or well, the shooting is done.
Yeah.
Principal shooting. And apparently, most of the songs are original.
They're going to do original songs,
so
which I think is
exciting.
Fun.
So, they need some throwbacks.
Yeah, obviously, they're going to be some throwbacks, obviously. But I think that's fun that they're doing original music, too. You know, it puts a new spin on it, a new, you know, for this generation.
Yeah.
So I think that'll be fun.
And you have Molly Ringwald in a top secret role.
I know.
And Juliette Lewis is in it.
I know.
I have a feeling they're probably going to be the Misfits.
I think so.
Yeah.
I could see it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's wrapped, and they haven't announced when it is going
to be. When it's coming out, right?
So, at this rate, it probably
I wonder
to be
Christmas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, ooh.
Maybe.
This one says 2016.
Oh.
That's kind of crazy. That's a long time.
That is a long way, but I wonder how much. Well, there can't be that much post-production on this, right?
Right.
So, I don't know.
Well, we'll keep an eye on that.
Hmm.
Yeah, so it says, yeah, it's in post-production right now. But still exciting. I love that it's going to be original songs. If it's anything like Pitch Perfect,
I know.
I think it'll be fantastic.
Yeah.
We got Star Wars, Guardians of the Galaxy. I don't think we have any more movie news.
No, we don't. We can talk about Gotham and Game of Thrones now if you want to. All
right. I guess this will be our little geek segment. Sorry, there's no open.
We call it in the biz.
We'll start work. We'll work on an open. We'll work on a really cool, geeky open.
Yeah.
We have some ideas.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure we can.
We went through those special effects. So, Gotham premieres in September.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a huge
hit. I think it's going to probably be one of the best shows of next season.
Mm-hmm.
Ratings-wise.
One of them, right.
Yeah, one of them, so.
But apparently, they're just going to be teasing the Joker throughout the entire season. And even, I think I read, even beyond. Like, no one's really going to know who it's going to be, but there's going to be a comedian in the first episode that you might think,
I just saw a trailer for it, and it looks so good.
It does look so good.
The girl who they have to play, Selena Kyle, and the guy they got to play the Penguin, and Jada Pinkett as Fish Mooney.
Oh,
I mean, it looks so good.
Right.
And Benjamin McKinney, I can't, it looks so good.
Mm-hmm.
So, well done, Fox.
Yeah.
Give you one.
They're one hit.
They're one hit, sure. Yeah, exactly.
One hit. So maybe they can put two episodes on in place of Hieroglyph, wherever they were to place that.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so let's move on to Game of Thrones.
Mm-hmm.
This is a fan theory, and this is funny because we haven't read the books.
Yeah, we haven't read the books.
But I remember the first season, and I remember saying something to Ginger about why have we made such a big deal about Jon Snow being a bastard?
Yeah.
What's his mother? He's like, oh, they're no longer. Don't ever get to that in the books. I'm like, why not?
Yeah.
Why not? This is ridiculous because I hate those. Oh, just a bastard. When there has to be some reason why he's a bastard son.
Yeah.
Instead of just make him another son.
Yeah.
Like, who cares?
Mm-hmm.
Like, but now there's a theory that there's more to this than him.
Being a bastard. So, and I was telling you that my dad was telling me something along these lines, and it's not that they so much say it in the books, but I think they imply it here and there in the books, and that's kind of where these people are getting this theory from.
Mm,
so,
okay.
You know, when I read this, I was like, oh, I've kind of heard about this because my dad was telling me about it. So I have to find it now because I can't remember, but it's something about...
Well, basically, he's
a Targaryen. Yeah, right. That he's a Targaryen, and that his mother was... What's her name? Yeah, hold on.
Do 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 do. Okay, come on, come on.
I've got it. Come.
I think his mother is a Targaryen, and his father is. His father is.
This is not the one I read.
A.
This is a video.
I saw that one too.
This is not the one I read. Maybe it's whatever. Anyway, yeah.
But basically, Ned was is. Took him in.
Yeah, took him in to protect him
mm-hmm.
from a... Anyway, yeah. He's a Targaryen, and he's probably... He's related to Daenerys, and... Yeah.
Sad! I wanted
them
to hook up. Well, I mean...
And there was another thing, too, where there's, you know, Daenerys has three dragons, and it's like, he's probably gonna... There's only certain people who can control the dragons, and he's probably one of them, or something like that.
Think Bronn is gonna be...
Bran.
Damn it.
Is it Bran or Bron? Bran. Bran. Brandon. Yeah, Bran.
Bran. Didn't call him Brandon.
I know. Just call him Brandon.
Right.
Instead of Bran.
Okay, so they're saying it's Lyanna Stark, who is Ned Stark's sister.
Yes.
And
who,
Rhaegar Targaryen.
Who Robert was in love with and that the Targaryens killed? No, wait, no. Right? Wasn't, because I remember in the first season, Robert talks about Ned's sister and he was going to marry her, but she gets killed, right? And that's why he marries Cersei, because she gets killed, right?
Well, I mean, John is older than any of the...
Or maybe, I think maybe he was going to marry this Ned's sister, but then she got married to the Targaryen or something.
Secretly. Or something.
I don't know. And he couldn't.
Right.
I don't really know.
But it will be interesting because apparently at the end of the last book that's already out, Jon's fate is really up in the air.
Mm-hmm.
So, but again, I think he'll probably end up.
Yeah.
He's going to make it to the end.
Oh, yeah, I think so.
But it will be interesting to see what they do with that. But anyway, so there's this fan theory out there. No, obviously no one's saying anything. Because we're never going to see that next book for decades.
No, we probably won't. Nope. George Martin's just going to backpedal
mm-hmm.
until...
But it's fascinating. I mean, it is fascinating because, again, you don't bring up a question without some kind of explanation. I mean, obviously there are shows that bring up mysteries and things like that, but a main character, and then it's like, well, there has to be a reason he's going to be a bastard.
Yeah.
But anyway, so it should be.
I'm trying to find this other. I think it was on BuzzFeed, and it spelled it out better. Ah, here it is. There we go.
I don't know. I love Game of Thrones. I'm so glad I didn't read the books. It would be too much, and especially when they change characters and move around. I really like how the Game of Thrones showrunners have kind of put everything.
Oh yeah, see, Rhaegar kidnapped Lyanna, causing her fiance Robert Baratheon to go to war, kill Rhaegar, and become king. So this is the kidnapping of Ned's sisters, really what led Robert to overthrow the Mad King, Rhaegar.
Oh,
and then, like, then she died. Yeah. And said Ned went home to Winterfell after fighting along Robert with a dead sister and a new baby. So, you know.
Oh.
So. I don't know.
Hmm.
And he claimed Jon Snow as his own because Robert and Lannisters were killing Targaryens. If they'd known he was a Targaryen, they would have killed him. So,
right. Anyway.
Smart.
It's pretty
convincing theory. So, and like I said, I think they allude to these sorts of things in the books. So, yeah.
Ned was a good guy. We all know that.
Yep, Ned was a good guy. Exactly. So, you know, and they never did explain who Jon's mother is. They're obviously going to reveal that at some point, you know, and the whole thing with the Targaryens, too, you know, that's just, there's a lot of them. I don't know. So.
But here's the thing. Someone else has to know this.
Yeah, I know. Somebody else does. So I wonder if it's old Targaryen who's on the wall now, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I wonder.
Somebody knows.
Yeah, somebody else knows. So.
And we'll find out.
Eventually we'll find out. Who knows? Either the show's going to do it, or George R.R. Martin's just whatever.
Right.
But.
All right. Well, that does it. We've gone way past our hour
Kitty's
bedtime. Anyway. Well, hey, guys. Thanks for listening. Again, as always, please let us know what you think. Some of the topics we cover or anything you think that you would like us to talk about on
here.
You can always do it on Twitter at A Gallon A Gay.
Or Facebook, A Gallon A Gay. Or email us, agallonagay@gmail.com. Please just comment and tweet us and let us know what you think about things. We love to hear from people and hear your take or your likes and dislikes. So please comment. And go rate us on iTunes, please. We'd love that.
Yeah.
Just a little rating. We'd love that little comment.
And thanks to our newest listener, Deb Tuff.
Oh, that's right. She does listen to us. I forgot. We're going to try and get her on the podcast. She's just as nerdy as we are about something.
Yes.
Yes.
We love that.
So she's a lot of fun. So we're going to try and get her on the podcast. So.
Cool. All right. Well, thanks, guys, for listening. We appreciate it.
All right, bye.